69 215 110. I'm going down highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Steifer, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm featuring White Russians by Dining Dead, and I found this band through the algorithm. Let me tell you, the first song that I heard was Angle of Logic. That is off their latest release from 2025, Is This a House? It just had a line in it that I had to sit with. It had a couple of lines right at the beginning, but this line is pretty much at the beginning, but it just cut me deep in my panza, and I had to sit with it for a minute, and I had to think about it. And I didn't ask the band what it meant because I wanted it for myself. But anyways, the line is, it's so hard to get sober from yourself. I thought about going with that song, but it had too many listens, and I could have found a poophole loophole and played it off. I think it was the single. There was one version that didn't have a lot of listens, but I was like, no, let me do a deep dive, you guys. And I found more songs, more songs that I love. I went with White Russians off their 2021 album release, Medium Rare. And that is what I'm going to play for you. I'm going to play a clip from the band first. Yay, you guys, I got a clip. It's been a while. I feel like it's been a while. So thank you for the clip. I appreciate that. And right off the bat, I'm going to tell you, this band is playing on Sunday, you guys, May 3rd at 8. So let's carpool, you guys. Let's carpool to the show. Yeah, Rod and I, like, it's in the plans to be there. Fingers crossed. We got some graduation pictures, but then we're going straight there after the show. So hopefully. So yeah, we're going to play a clip, and then we're going to play a clip of White Russians by Dining Dead. I am not starting this song from the beginning, just FYI.
Hello, I'm Emma, and I'm the guitarist in the band, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about White Russians. White Russians was written initially by Sammy in 2020 or 2021, and the lyrics were kind of like her processing her breakup with her boyfriend, who she'd been with for like 5 or 6 years. So kind of being fresh out of that and realizing how time has passed, what they were like inside of the relationship, and what she's like now, and looking back on it. So that was her inspiration for the lyrics. At the time, she was fairly new to playing like funky chords that aren't just your standard like major chords. So she incorporated an A7 in there. Then she brought the chords and the vocal melody to the band, which at the time consisted of me and Sam and Shannon and Bogey, and we kind of wrote parts to fill it in. So Bogey's inspiration for the drums was, he said, just to kind of hold down the fort and make it sound really like solid. If you listen to a lot of our newer stuff, you'll notice there's a little more flair in what he's doing. He's doing like funky beats that are inspired by like Motown and cool genres like that. But in this song, he was like, I'm actually just gonna do really straight and like solid. So that was his inspiration. Shannon's inspiration for her bass line was Money by Pink Floyd. I can't remember exactly the intervals in it, but she wanted to do some similar intervals in her bass line, and she did. My inspiration was, well, I wrote two licks that I really liked. I can't remember exactly what my inspiration for those two licks are, but one of them is the intro, and the other one is the lick coming out of the chorus. I decided I wanted to use those two licks in a solo at the end of the song. I definitely kind of pulled from those licks to write my solo, and I was also at the time experimenting with doing like weird chords and triads in my solos, rather than just doing like one string at a time. we spent a lot of time in the studio really trying to work out that end, and not just have it be a guitar solo, but also like we're kind of doing something as a band. And that's probably one of the first times we did that, because I think before that most of our songs were pretty straight, kind of like verse, chorus, verse, bridge, you know. But this time we were like, let's do an longer instrumental part at the end. So we spent a good amount of time doing that, but I think it paid off. And so then we recorded the song in what's the name of the studio? Kill Room Studios with Jeff McNulty in 2021. He also mixed it for us and added some little effects, like the tremolo and the guitar at the very end of the song. I think Jeff added that. Like that wasn't in the settings I had on my guitar at the time of recording. And that's about it. Thanks so much.
I loved the guitar at the end. I was multitasking as this song came on. And I had to go back because when it hit the guitar solo, I was like, did we change songs or is this like a different song? And I went back and I listened to the song again and I was like, oh no, this is the same song. It takes you on a trip. And that's what I really... And that's why I feel I was drawn to this song more. I'm going to give another honorable mention later. And also, you guys know, oh, I love White Russians. That was my go-to drink in college. I can no longer have those as often as I'd like because I am old. And I can't have coffee anymore and I can't have dairy anymore. So if I do make it, I actually make what I call a John Turturro and add a little bit of... oat milk instead of the heavy cream and or the half and half, whatever it is. I will add coffee or I'll use Jameson, sponsor me, Jameson's cold brew. Ooh, to just give it a more coffee flavor. Whenever there's Oreos or like Lotus, what are those, Biscoffs in the house, I will definitely make one of those because it's the adult cookies and milk drink, you know? Anyways, so fun fact, I had to ask the band because the song doesn't mention White Russians. I was like, did the ex like White Russians? Why did you name it that? You know, the ex does not like White Russians. The new partner likes White Russians. So I can see that. Like, I can see that that's like the final, like, fuck you, that this song is about you, but I named it after the favorite go-to drink of my new partner. It's like, did that make sense? It kind of came out wrong, but whatever. I definitely dig that. That's all I needed to know. You guys, I almost went with Spaghetti off of their EP, Stranger Wages. I loved that EP. It was deeper into their catalog. Got to do a deep dive on that. And I do want to mention there's one more EP. There's a bunch of singles, you guys. You should just go check out. But there's also one more EP, Takeout. I hope you will check out everything that Dining Dead has to offer. I really enjoyed it. I hope you will follow them on Instagram. It's Dining Dead Music. I hope you follow me at Deaver Music. And check out their show this Sunday, May 3rd at Oblivion. Did I mention that? That's at Oblivion in Highland Park. 8 o'clock, you guys. I said we could carpool, but we can't carpool because I'm doing graduation pictures. I'm doing graduation pictures with my niece before that. Anyways, White Russians will be added to the Expander playlist /110 podcast playlist, where you can find most of the songs that I've ever featured on this podcast. I'm playing Horseplay Comedy Thursday, May 7th. That's next week. If you guys want an inexpensive comedy show, support your local comedians. I don't get paid for that show, but the headliners do. So yeah, and that's okay because the Angry Horse is down the street from me. So that's okay. I want to thank you for listening. I just, you know, behind the scenes, 190 is recorded. Rod has to edit that. We finally have some clips with the 360, so that should be interesting. I hope to post a couple clips. That's for clips, you guys. We don't post full episodes, not in the LPP. That is just for clips because that's how you get the engagement. I don't know, fuck that, but it's cool to archive, and it's, I'm sure we'll export something and send it to the band. I don't know if they'll post it on YouTube. This is just extra information at this time. Fingers crossed, you guys. I have contact with the band that I want for 200. No offense to anyone else if we have to record with anyone else for the 200th episode. Fingers crossed, send positive vibes that their schedule will work out with ours, and we will be recording my 200th episode, a special stripped down episode, just like 190 and all the tens. Yeah, in Arizona. That's where I hope to be. If you guys know which 110 podcast band is from Arizona, which I love and I'm constantly shouting out, fingers crossed that works out. Thank you for listening. I hope you listen next time to check out a small artist or band with me. Say hi to your dad for me. Bye.